I wear a mask with a smile for hours at a time. Stare at his nutsack. No. Easy claps.
What? I have low aura because I'm a nerd, but I already have a massive yacht. So what do I?
You know what else?
First Rumble episode in the new year. I'm so excited.
Dude,
new year, new me. Right? Depression's gone. It doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I'm leaving it behind me.
I'm leaving it in 2024.
That's all that matters. How is everyone's weekend or everyone's holiday or month, whatever? It's been too long.
It was awesome, but I got sick.
I got sick too. I got sick too.
I know. Seed, I got sick. I feel like everyone just gets
C-Dot's
sick.
Still sick.
Yeah, C-Dot's too sick to be here.
Dude, something happened, dude. It's the what did Anna say? Is it the never mind.
Oh,
you know what? Let's not say the word. No.
Well, no.
Let's not say the word because when the last pandemic happened, if people said the word, they got their videos censored. Okay. So let's hold off on it in case this actually becomes a thing.
If you're in California and I think a bit of Canada, like just be a little bit careful right now because there's actually a very serious type of illness.
Wait, seriously?
No, it's actually
skibbidi-itis.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was in California. Is that real?
No, it's in California. Is where it's starting because that's where all the dairy farms
are.
Oh,
you're done.
And also, perfect segue. If you have one of these, you need to be extra careful because it's very fatal in little cats. So just
wait, to cats or dogs?
We have a rumble cat.
I don't know for dogs, but I know for cats, if your cats like go outdoors, you might want to keep them indoors for the time being. And then also, like, if you step outside, you want to leave your shoes outside because it can bring like pigeon poop in, and then it can
hurt.
What about like dogs?
That's the rumble cat.
It's a rumble cat. rumble
look
cat.
How professional
yes.
He is.
Yeah.
Wait, look at how proper he
Wait,
is.
What's the name?
Do you guys know how much fan art is going to happen like just as soon as we drop this episode of the Rumble Cat?
I love black cats. Flood. Dude, black cats are so underrated.
They're a bad omen, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why they I don't know if it's so
you're
much
a bad omen.
If they cross you.
Yeah, you're a bad omen.
But I don't know if it's so much now, but historically they had a hard time getting adopted because they're associated with like bad luck. But no, his name's Cobalt. Like that's the name the shelter gave him, but
My favorite color. Cobalt blue.
It's actually with a K because he was found on the side of the street in like a like with his litter, like in a hardware. Okay, you can go now. It was from I don't know what hardware store it was from, so they named them all after like tools and tool adjacent stuff. So he's like named after like Cobalt, like the company. But I gave him the middle name Keanu because I love Keanu Reeves.
So his full name is Cobalt Keanu Pack
McClanahan.
McClanahan
Dash Pack.
So the company doesn't actually own the cat, right? Am I correct in saying this?
No,
you're forgetting how greedy we are, Bam.
Dude, we'll contact Craig to make Anna an offer she can't refuse.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I haven't.
How about we own like 15% stock of the cat, and then you can, or a stake in the cat, and then you own like the other 75? Something like that.
I have
shares. You can sell shares of the cat.
I have a genuine question because, by the way, fun fact, I've never owned a pet.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Crazy. One time.
Royal Melon counts as a pet.
Yeah, true. One time, I did try to capture a gecko in my backyard, and I put it in a box, and I forgot to feed it. So I'm not counting that.
Oh my God.
That counts as a pet, Pear. That no, just counts as a pet you've killed.
I went to summer camp. I went to summer camp for Boy Scouts for like 2 weeks, and I came back, and like...
So what you're saying is that we should never let you have kids because you're going to be the dad that goes out for milk, except you're not going to have a mom. The kid's just going to die. That's horrifying.
Kids are easy, bro. All you got to do is put on a movie, like Saving Private Ryan.
Bro, just give him an iPad and it's fine.
Pear gets a pet and treats it like an item, bro. You can't just put it in your inventory and go about your day. Dude,
he's feeding his Pokemon and not feeding the living thing.
Okay, so
you would have kept it alive this long. You could have just like let it live off of Royal Pear videos, dude. Just give it YouTube Shorts and then brain rot your gecko.
My question is: this is actually like, 'cause I don't know. So, like, let's say one of those cats was like named a like. the name was Power Drill, and you adopt the cat named Power Drill. What would happen if you start calling the cat like Pedro and like over and over? Would he eventually adapt to the new name, or would he be known as Power Drill?
When I call him Keanu, he responds. I think like he just like.
Oh,
Anna, you look terrible. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. You look so sick. I feel so bad. That wasn't meant to be an insult.
You
I was sympathizing.
Dude, you look sick, bro.
Yeah, you look sick, man. There you go. Sorry. Oh yeah, keep the mask on. It looks better. Anyway,
that's what the point of the mask is.
What a great way to start 2025, dude. When did that song come out?
I don't even want to know. I don't. We don't need to give it any more thought. We're gonna leave it behind.
Dwell on the past. We don't need to dwell on the past.
Right. I know like all of the lyrics.
Dude, my
I didn't
holiday,
even like Dream.
Start the first verse.
My holiday was so good, dude. My holiday was so amazing.
I wear a mask with a smile for hours at a time. Stare at his nut sack when I hold
Johnny, what about your holiday?
And now it's awful.
Johnny.
And now my holiday is ruined. Dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so my family came home. Like we live all over the place. Cause my oldest brother's in New York, and then I'm in another place. I just realized I almost doxed myself. I'm not gonna do that. We all came home, and my middle brother, who likes hunting, we're gonna call him the hunter. He has a pull up bar on my oldest brother's doorway, and when my brother's there, he's like, I have to close the door. So what does the hunter do but move it to my doorway? So I'm like, okay, this. I can't close my door with this here. So I take it off and put it in the hallway, because there was just space in the hallway. At 5 a.m, I wake up to the sound of a thud, and then my brother going, "Who put this here?" and I wake up and I go to my oldest brother and I'm like, "Did you wake up in the morning and hear that?" And he's like, "Yes, 100%. He's like, I don't know what he was talking about. I'm like, I know exactly what he was talking about. But that was my holiday. How Dano, how was your holiday?
Mine was good. It was nice. We just we had the meat thing, like the big circle
pot roast. No, I mean prime rib.
Charcuterie?
Yeah, prime rib. Thank you.
We had that too.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, yo. Yeah, I got a nice prime rib from Costco and ate it. It was nice and quiet, and we watched Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. But yeah, it was nice. I flew out for a couple days, flew back. I don't know. And New Year's was cool too. It was just Leia and I. We watched New Year's Rockin' Eve and also a couple episodes of Black Mirror. I made her watch one just because I couldn't stop talking about it, and then she got addicted, and I told her, "Just so you know, every single time you finish an episode of Black Mirror, you're going to hate yourself a little bit more." And yet she can't stop watching them. So, yeah.
Did
anyway,
you watch
kids
the first
out there,
episode?
Don't watch them. No, we didn't. No. We watched them out of order. Okay. I didn't. She still hasn't
all
seen
right.
that one.
Okay. I thought that was a very good episode.
That one's your favorite episode? The one with the pig?
Black Mirror's the best thing that's come out of Britain. It's...
Bam is what, right here,
what
Johnny.
If phones were evil.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Anyway, yeah, it was nice. Pear, how was your holiday?
It was pretty sick. Just chilling with family, eating, relaxing, watching football. You know, basically all you could ask for in a Texas household. Football, food, and family.
Hell yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Bam, how's your holiday?
Yeah, damn. We were playing volleyball and you didn't pass to the last one. Never mind. It's fine.
Well, I don't want to hear about Ben. No, I'm kidding. Okay, I'm kidding. Yeah, Ben. Mr. Bam.
Do you even celebrate Christmas in space? All right. What? Your people don't even do that, do you?
Do you even celebrate Christmas in the UK? It's just dark and cloudy, and you know, fish and chips. You know, like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, Christ is risen. But
can I
dump some lovely jubbly snackaroos in your stocking?
Wait,
I've got nothing but coal.
Twitch things are on, like the Twitch.
Wait,
stuff
someone went into my Twitch offline chat and said hi. I love you, Vids.
Hey, shout out Fugler Lover.
They actually like a slur. They guys, knew. They actually knew.
If you want a chance at being on the Rumble Pack podcast, go to Pear's offline chat.
It's Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central U.S. time.
Oh my gosh, no, so many people are going to turn up now, Pear. So
he's just
going to
turn it off. It's the ultimate prank.
I'm going to turn it off now, but next week it's going to be on. I want to see how many people come.
Yeah. Leave it on and then only turn it off when you like notice.
That's so funny, dude.
So how was your holiday anyway, on the Isle of Misery that is Britain?
On the Isle of Misery, it was okay. It was pretty good. Saw family as you do. Had good Christmas. And on New Year's, it rained more than I've ever seen it rain in a very long time. So there was not a whole lot of fireworks. Well, there was fireworks, but they kept getting like, you know, they weren't that big.
What did you eat for Christmas?
Like a classic British roast dinner, which is what you have with like potato, Brussels sprouts. Any y'all like Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts aren't that bad, actually. They're not that bad.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Brussels sprouts. Yeah, I had a lot of those, and that was my Christmas meal.
Bam. Dude, I'm
Do you
so
care
glad.
About Williams?
The monkey?
Robbie
Williams.
Yeah,
have you ever heard of that guy before?
I've never heard of that man. Wait, that's crazy.
No. You want to know?
No,
the one
the
time.
Whole... Mm-hmm. You go fine. You go,
no,
first.
You go first.
This is your podcast.
I was just going to say, the only time I have ever heard of Robbie Williams was I know that he covered Beyond the Sea for Finding Nemo, and that was the one Robbie Williams song that I was aware of, is that he made the end credits song for Finding Nemo, and then that he's a monkey that snorts crack. That's all I know about
right.
him. Never heard of this man before, and then I get the ad for it, because they're making a biopic about him, but the whole gimmick is that he's a CGI
What'd
monkey. What'd
you call it?
What? A biopic?
A biopic? It's biopic. A biographical picture.
Biopic.
My mom says biopic too. Biographical.
You know
picture.
Why? I'm a busy
you,
woman.
Wait,
I don't
Dano,
have time
Dano, you say
you're supposed to be like
Dano,
a
you say
person,
GIF.
Though.
You say GIF. I don't want to hear
you
it.
Know,
you say GIF. I don't want to hear
you
it.
Say, why do
you
say GIF.
Biopics.
You can't say, oh, it's biographic, and then use that's the same logic everyone says. It's graphic. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. You got to pick one, baby. It's biopic and GIF or nothing.
Wait, Dano, I thought you made a short about this. I thought you said it's GIF.
Yeah, a graphics interchange format, GIF. But
okay,
then sometimes I just slip and say, well, I say it the other way.
Anyway, apparently this guy is like super famous in the UK, and he used to like hold the world record for like the most amount of tickets sold for a concert, like in a day or something. Like,
oh, so Bam, you should know about him. Who is Robbie Williams? Educate us.
No, I don't.
That's crazy. He was in Nemo. That's it. Anyway, hold on really quick. If Pear's allowed to promote his Twitch chat, then I am allowed to wear this tattoo every single podcast from now on. Every single viewer needs to go to riggy.shop and sign up for the mailing list right now.
Wait,
all right? Right I'm now.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
Sign up for
podcast.
My mailing list.
I wasn't going to disagree
swear.
With you.
No, yeah, I know. But still.
But
I
yeah,
just need
so
to,
guys, go
I'm
to riggy.shop.
Thank you. I'm
and
gonna,
use
I'm gonna
code
pin this
Pear
in
the Fortnite item shop.
I'm going to get a tattoo. I'm going to tattoo this right on my arm so everybody knows. This is going to be the permanent home of Riggy merch.
Oh, by the way, Bad Ideas is gone. It's over. My
what?
Merch is gone. We
no,
destroyed
why?
It.
Why? Why?
So my my merch partner like we like tried making like physical like merch cuz like before we were doing like print on demand stuff and then we were like okay, let's like physically get everything printed out and like it did not sell, dude. It did not sell. We barely got it all out and he's like, dog, we made back about what we put in, so this is not worth it, dude. Because like merchandise is hard, like
it's
the,
hard.
the beanies like cost like I think we had them for $20 and they cost like $17 to make. Like we had like no margin.
Shit.
On it. So Bad Ideas
stick,
is
though.
Over now. Dude, it well, the tie-dye one, it didn't exist. You're the only one that has it.
Back one day, though, right, Johnny? We need to do like a we had that collab shirt planned. I'm so upset. You remember the Riggy Bad Ideas shirt that we worked so hard on?
That can go on Riggy.shop, right?
That can go Riggy.shop.
There you go.
So, if you bought Bad Ideas, you now have a limited edition merch item that will be valuable. Resell it. Make $500 on the beanie. Also, I have like a UPS box full of shirts that are just sitting in my bedroom. I think they're all smalls, but if you guys want one, maybe what I'm thinking, I might bring them to VidCon. If I go to VidCon, I could ship them to Dano and then just give them out at VidCon.
What do you mean if you go to VidCon? What do you mean?
When? Sorry.
Where's my Bad Ideas shirt? I'm getting pissed off.
Oh no.
Would you press the button?
Segway!
Yeah. I love pressing buttons. I press all the buttons.
You keep pressing my buttons.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was actually wearing the Bad Ideas merch in like so many like live streams and stuff. That's crazy. I can't believe it. It needs to come back. Bad Ideas was peak.
We'll bring it back. That's for 2026. Mm-hmm.
You guys can work with my merch company, dude. They're the best in the world. Juniper is my favorite people that have ever existed. They rank only slightly above you guys. All right, I'm ready. I'm sorry. You guys don't understand, dude. I love Juniper so much. All right, I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to do...
We're going to block out all those ads, right?
Yeah, I'll probably just crop in. The problem is if I zoom in, like the like... Hold on. Wait for it. Wait, what?
Oh, that looks fine.
That works. That's fine.
But like when I did that earlier, they just popped in, but they were way bigger and they cropped in on the thing. All right. Will you press the button? You can, by the way, so the gimmick for this is everyone has to unanimously agree on whether or not to press the button or not. So you're going to have to make a case. You can speak all languages of Earth, but none of them is your native language and you speak all of them badly.
No, not worth. We're lucky because we already speak like one of the most common languages in the world. The most common language in the world. So this is like a
lose. Like even if you didn't, you only get broken English. Like that's all you get.
Yeah, mid.
All right.
Easy claps.
What?
Will you press the button? You have a massive cat, but you have negative aura.
Here's my thing. Ooh. I have low aura because I'm a nerd, but I already have a massive gyat. So what do
Prove
I
it.
Do?
Dude, it's a bigger gyat, less aura. It's worth. You take that.
Listen,
you take,
pair. You if you've that. Already got a big gyat, imagine even bigger gyat. Dude, you would be like, what's that?
I don't know if I would like, say massive. Like massive?
Oh, I've seen it. It's massive. Oh, don't.
Okay, thank you.
You know what else?
Oh my gosh. Dude, I need a bigger butt, but I don't think I'd press that. We need aura as YouTubers.
That is true.
Most of us when streaming, it's our upper body. You don't see our bums. You know, we could just lie. True. Or we could put a filter on. Oh, see, Johnny has dumpy.
Like I don't even need a massive gyat because I already have a massive gyat.
Yeah, you gotta press that button.
Bam, can you show us yours?
No.
Bend over. Okay. All right, fine.
You know the funny thing is I possess that ability in the software to do that, and I'm just not gonna do it.
Bambeo full body. Hold on, let me see if Google.
Yep, you're never gonna find anything. You're not gonna find a thing.
Hold on,
nothing.
Bambeo 34.
Yeah, there's literally no images of this on the internet.
Computer, show me Bambeo.
Dude, when I looked up Bambeo R34,
that would definitely.
When you looked that up, in what context? Hello?
I just looked it up. Anyway, when I looked it up, this is the only thing. This is the first result, and the rest are nothing to do with you. It's just
I'm
you getting.
You, I'm pure.
Look, no. It's just you getting sliced with a sword. Just someone stabbing you through the chest. I mean, I guess this could potentially. Never mind. All right, let's keep it going.
So no.
I'm pure. Safe.
It's a no for me. No. It's a no.
What do you mean pure?
No,
bam. The most popular image from Shorts Wars is you and Clone Riggy absolutely tonguing each other down.
Yeah. How is that impure? That's marriage.
That's beautiful.
My bad. My bad. Art is art.
No, so many people in the comments were like, what is that drawing?
I don't think anyone noticed that I put like a Dano X Johnny fanfiction right before that.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, you put that? Dude, that was peak. Oh my gosh. I was this close to commenting, like, where can I read this? Where can I read this? Is that
it's
real?
On,
wait,
can yes. Archive
yes,
or
yes, Johnny and my, Johnny and I and Sean read like the first few chapters of it a while ago.
It's not good.
Wait.
It's not good.
Wait.
That's next episode, the fanfic episode.
Yeah, we should
look up our fanfic.
Wait, do you want to read? Like, wait, I can pull up the first page.
No, we can't do this. We can't do this. No. It's so bad. Dude, no, it's so bad.
Save it.
It's like not even funny. It's not even funny. It's just like,
ugh.
I don't like it.
It's so funny because, neither of them act like you. Like,
no, it's such a terrible character read of both of us. Like, the only one that got right was Riggy, which. I feel like that's not that hard to do, to be fair.
I just got so freaked out because I was 100% sure that I smelled fire, but it ended up just being the heater. We're okay.
No, Dano, it was you because you're so hot. Get it?
Thank you, baby girl. Okay. I appreciate
Would you press the button? You so can tired. Have as many fans, followers, or subscribers as you please, but you will have twice as many people who hate you and everything you do.
So this is literally Jake Paul.
Yeah, you're,
I take that.
You're Jake Paul. No. What? No.
I don't take that.
Wait.
No, because listen,
I take that.
Here's why I wouldn't. You could do. I think Jake Paul has done some pretty cool stuff recently, bro. Boxing Mike Tyson, but because he has so many haters, they'll try to spin it in a way where, like, you know, even like they've convinced me that it's not cool. Like, bro, people will hate you for being like, bro. Oh, you got a house in Puerto Rico? Oh, that's lame, dude. Like, bruh.
Yeah, but like, here's this. Anna, you ended the stream. We can't read it anymore.
Dude, the Zoom.
Oh my gosh, did you guys see that? It just did like an office Zoom on my face when I was. Anyway,
no, listen.
Oh well. Anyway, Anna, or Pear, listen. Here's a way to outsmart it. All right, you can have as many fans as you want, but you have twice as many people who hate you. What happens if I just get 7 billion fans?
Now this is where you ruin the game, and I'm gonna leave the call.
All right, well,
I'm taking like 2 billion. I'm taking 2 billion.
No, wait.
Exactly.
Like,
that's 2 billion loyal people.
If you do 7 billion, then the aliens hate you.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no, you get intergalactic people that are on your ass.
Which, to be fair,
aliens
are
people.
No. Whoa!
Okay. All right.
Crazy thought, though. Yo, crazy thought. Like, if you did get a billion and you had like 2 billion against you, bro, that's like world leader territory. Like, you could start a war.
Honestly, yeah. Dude, that's like how many fans/slash haters like any political leader has right now.
That's kind of hype. That is kind of hype, bro.
You sold me. I'm pressing that.
Wait, everyone's pressing?
Yeah, we're pressing.
It'll be in the history books.
All right.
Who cares what the haters think?
That's true. You would make history. You get 2 billion fans, you're making history.
Would you press the button? You become the most attractive person in the world, but your gender is reversed to the opposite one.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Press this is so immediate. Free!
Smack that button, dude. I would make
so
the
easy.
Sexiest woman.
So
the sexiest woman. Woo! Yeah, smack that thing.
But that's pretty unanimous.
Is that everyone? Everyone? Okay.
Yes.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah, bro, who cares?
Can you imagine me as a lady? I would.
I already
oh my
do.
Gosh, I would serve so much.
Dan, I've seen some filters, dude.
You gotta bleep
there's
that.
There's fan art, dude. There's fan art.
All right.
We will get age restricted.
Let's see some Daniela fan art right now.
What the fuck
anyway.
Is this? You will be able to swim, but you will never be able to get out of the water?
Anti-energy.
No, that's dumb.
No.
What? So you're
I can
a shark
swim.
That makes you die.
Yeah, you're just
you
a
stay
fish.
In the water too long, you die.
Yeah.
This just turn into fish.
Hey, bro, you want to go to a concert? Nah, I'm a fish.
Dude, real talk. Being a mermaid would be like so inconvenient. You're like, dude, like. I have the ability to be conscious and a human, but I can only live like 10 miles from the coast. Like, what are
I
we doing
be
here?
Where the people are. All right.
That's why she got legs, bro. She's like, I'd give up my voice for that.
All right. Mm. Well, you press the button. You become internet famous, but you never make money from it. So what?
Nope. Hell no. Nope. Hell
We're already internet famous. This is
even even if I wasn't. No. Still no. Still no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy. This is a speed run. What?
Well, you press the button. You meet Bill Murray and share an odd moment worth a good short story, but no one will ever believe you.
This is such a small one that I love.
Hey, this is a great short. All I'm saying, that's a great short.
That is a great short. But then all the comments would be like, no, Johnny, you didn't meet Bill Murray. No, 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 no. Johnny, this is a BS story.
And I'm like, hey, believe it. You don't have to believe me. It's still got a million views on the short. Like, that's, who cares?
That's true.
We take it.
All right. Are you pressing
it's a good short story. It's in it. Yeah, we'll press that button.
Exactly.
Who's Bill Murray? I don't know.
He was a Ghostbuster. You don't know Bill Murray? He was in Groundhog Day.
I have not watched Groundhog
Day. He's British.
He was in Quantumania. How about that? Dude, that everybody knows him from Quantumania.
He's British.
I have not watched that.
You know what who Bill Murray mean? Is. He's not British.
No, I'm saying Bam is British. She doesn't know anything about
British
this world.
Yeah, you're right.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
So Anna just pulled up Bill Murray R34, and we saw a lot of hentai.
It wasn't anyway. It was all gumball.
Was that bookmarked or something?
Anna, you're the one who has to edit this out, so this is all fine.
Anna, see, I'm calling HR.
Why was it all gumball? True. I feel like that's like using your search history cookies or something. Is
I've
there something you want to...
He's a child.
Shadow. Why is Shadow naked?
That's true. He is...
What?
No. Put it away. Put it away.
You're typing shorts.
Put it away.
Shorts was. Wait, Shorts Wars. Yippee.
Just look up the word Shorts Wars.
Whoa!
Is that Royal Melon? Oh, no, it's not. I thought that was Royal Melon. No, that would have been so funny.
Anyway.
Dude.
Anyway. Oh, look at, wait, look at Ricky and Clone Ricky. Wait, go back. That's actually funny.
No,
what are they saying?
No.
Stop. Hey, guys, would you press the button?
Would I press the button?
I'm really glad that we hired Anna because now I'm not the one that is the worst person on this podcast looking up R34 on the first episode. Yeah. Anna is the one that pulled up. Never mind. All right, let's keep it going.
I think we'll like my chair blocked it, but I just sat on my couch and I just like went into a fetal position.
You'll have your dream life, but for the year leading up to that, you will have to be locked in a small, pitch-black, smooth, negative sound where you do not come into any contact with anyone or anything. You cannot hear anything or see anything. The only things you can hear is your thoughts.
Yeah,
dude, this is
in the Mr. Beast video.
Yes!
I'm not pressing this.
This man is about to have the best life ever. But before that, he has to survive 1 year in this prison. Yeah, it depends. Because, I'm pretty happy with my life right now. I'm pretty happy with my life right now. But if I was like a garbage
man... Did you say you just sleep?
Yeah, just sleep.
You sleep?
No, okay. What? Dano, here's the problem, okay? After a month, you guaranteed go insane because you will have no frame of reference. You'll have no concept of time unless the entire time you count.
No. So I actually saw a video on this. Someone went into this negative sound room, and he went so insane because he could hear the blood from his eardrums, flowing.
I hate that.
And he said, he only lasted, 10 minutes, I think, and he had to leave.
You have to do that for a year.
Guys, Rumble Pack idea video. We all go one by one and see how long we last. Wait.
That would be awesome.
Rumble room. I feel like, Bundan would send him to the Rumble room. Okay. Dude, Joe would speed run in and out. He'd be in there for a couple seconds. Bundan would last so long in that room. I cannot describe why, but I just feel like Bundan would lock in, dude.
Bundan could do a week.
He would focus up.
I would want to bring my trombone
I'm saying no.
Yeah, I'm saying no. That,
Pear, I know what you're talking about, though, right? Because if you stay in that room where you can't hear anything, then eventually you do start hearing, ringing in your ears, or, you start hearing the blood, and it's, it's like water torture to where, a droplet, feels like a sledgehammer after a couple minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean because I've been in that position.
Okay. You can go that position. You can go to any fantasy world you desire and live there, but you can be killed, and your survival in that world depends on your own physical or mental strength.
I'm literally Aaron Yeager, so I'm chilling.
Oh wait, you go to you go to like Pokemon or Stardew Valley or like
Pokemon.
You just go to Pokemon. Actually, you wouldn't want to go to Pokemon. No, you wouldn't want to go to Pokemon because you'd get like killed by a you'd be trying to go to work and then a Snorlax is like, nah, it's not happening.
Yeah, Pokemon, you could still just be like a hobo in Pokemon. Let's see, hold on, what's the best world to live in? I'm sure there's somebody on Reddit that said something.
Live in Sonic Adventure 2. Extreme
Beach Volleyball. Have you guys ever seen
Dead or Alive?
Oh my god.
I bet like Wii Sports would be pretty sick.
Wii
Sports Resort, you're on an island. Day?
Yeah, you're just chilling on every single island. Day
just playing sports.
Dude, you don't understand. There's food, you know, there's that minigame where you can slice fruit.
Animal Crossing.
That'd be cool for like a month and you go insane.
Animal Crossing. Dude, there's no consequences to debt. You can just buy houses and sell bugs. Buy homes, sell bugs. Turnip market.
Yeah. Dude, the one thing that's always made me upset about Animal Crossing is that you have to pay back a loan before getting another one. And I feel like the problem is just that the character never asked. So what we should do is just go to Tom Nook and keep getting loans. And then, oh, wait, even better idea. I go to Animal Crossing and I become like a better Tom Nook. I undercut him, put him out of business, and then I become like the most megalomaniac like loan shark ever, to where like I break these animals' legs if they don't pay me back. Like, you could just like become God in Animal Crossing. Are you guys hearing me out?
You'd be like Walmart.
Yes, for Tom exactly.
No, that was good for the bit, Dana. The camera was good for the bit.
Zoomed in for intensity.
Yeah, we take that. We take that. We take.
30% didn't want to. Damn, pussy.
That's crazy.
Maybe they're already living in their fantasy world. I'd be living in my fantasy world if I got to live with anarchy.
Nice.
Yeah, true. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Will you press the button? You always give perfect handshakes, high fives, etc., but you drop food on yourself every time you eat without a plate or a bowl.
No! This is the worst.
My high five percent is like 90.
Yeah. Like, okay, I would actually go as far as saying anyone who presses this button needs to get assassinated.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
No, anyone who presses this button is a melee player.
Yeah.
That's a no, though. Easy no.
What?
Why did that many people say yes?
Too many.
Wow. I feel like all of those people have had like awkward enough experiences to where like I feel like they've had a handshake that they have never forgotten, and it has scarred them until this one moment when they see this button and they're like, please, I can fix myself.
You can ace every class without even studying, but you'll always be 2 grades below where you are supposed to be. So will you just never graduate?
This is low-key. It would suck early on, but think about how broken you would be, like, playing football 2 years in advance. And getting straight A's? Bro, you'd be, like, the number one. Oh, yeah, you'll get a full ride somewhere.
Yeah, but like, wait, but if you're always 2 grades below where you're supposed to be, does that just mean you can never graduate?
No. I feel like that's the Twilight Zone twist to this.
You'd be 20 when you graduate high school instead of 18.
Yeah, and then like,
that's all it's saying.
You take longer.
No, it's saying two grades below where you're supposed to be.
Always. So
when you're 18, you're supposed to be in 12th.
But it's not saying your age, it's saying in 10th you'd be in 8th.
Yeah.
Age is not a factor.
It's where you're supposed to be, like age wise, where you're supposed to be.
You're supposed to be a senior.
Yeah, and you'd be in 10th.
But so you can never not be a senior.
No, you'd keep going.
The year after you.
How can you keep going if you're always 2 grades below where you're supposed to be?
All right, I'll fix this. We all say press the button. Anna no longer has rights. New question.
Yeah. Oh, 50-50, basically.
That's crazy. Yeah, I missed that.
Well, you press the button. You get 10 wishes without a catch, but they all involve you losing a finger.
Yes. That's a catch. Yes.
Make your last wish. I get all my fingers back.
There you go. And you know what? What people don't understand is, like, if you don't want to lose a finger, like, if the first one is too painful, then just don't use the rest of the wishes, but you still have the option.
Or, so, bro, don't press. Be a bitch. And, like, your final wish, like, even if you can't do that loophole, you just say,
there you go.
I get the most advanced bionic hand of all time.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's the win. There you go.
You get cool metal arm. Cool metal arm.
Get full metal alchemist on this, dude.
Bucky.
Oh, dude, wait. First wish, replace my hands with metal arms. Then what are they going to do? No fingers to take away. Okay, I'm getting pissed off.
All right. Dana, you can disable
Pear,
that.
That's genius, though.
Dana, you need to stop gesticulating. Right? You have to stop gesticulating.
Armed and dangerous!
Again!
This one's stupid. Will you press the button? Rivals. Literally everyone likes you and wants you, but you're actually a donut.
Well, guys, hear me out. No, I have nothing.
Bam.
Awesome. You're a donut. You don't have thoughts. You're inanimate. You're a donut, and you're gonna
like, is this like you're a physical actual donut, or is this like the like?
Oh, you're a bit of a donut. Insult.
You are a literal donut.
Yeah. Is this the insult or the physical thing?
You're an actual donut, Bam. You are a donut. You are a donut that people eat. I feel like the only situation in which somebody presses this is if they have some weird. So yeah, no.
As if they're a donut.
So I'll click.
Okay.
Yeah, if they're already a donut, sure.
The donut falls onto the keyboard.
38%.
38. That's crazy.
34,000 people have said that sounds good. That sounds like something I'd want.
Will you press the button? You will have a great relationship, being just like you imagined, but you can only see your friends once a year.
Worth.
Yes, fine.
Take.
Rumble pack will die. No rumble pack.
Well, we're not seeing each other in person.
Yeah,
hey, we're on it Discord. Says you will see. It says see your friends once a year. Okay.
I might not
doesn't
see
specify,
you right now.
It doesn't specify for how long you see your friends. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Or, wait. How about this? Yeah, you just keep a camera on you 24/7. You just always have to have one friend in the call, and then they could, you could cheat this. You could cheat
this.
That's
worth. Yeah. There's loopholes. Right. We can take.
I take.
Ooh. That's crazy split.
There's not thinking. There's not thinking like us.
Well, you press the button. You're God, but you have to answer all the prayers of Earth.
No.
Wait.
Nope.
No, wait. Did you see Bruce Almighty, in which he just said Control A and then hit yes to every prayer?
Yep.
I mean, if you hated like answering a prayer, like just put yes, and if it causes damage, then just snap, boom, reverse it. You answered the prayer even if you undo it.
Oh,
crazy.
You answer them, nah.
Yeah, there you go. Just say no to everybody and you win.
Yeah,
control
no, you
A.
Take.
Reply
you
all, no.
You just say you're out of wishes.
Sorry, your free trial of living has expired.
Are we pressing the button?
I think
yeah,
you take.
I press that.
Everyone?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. World gods. W.
Will you press the button? You can. What? You become can read people's mind, but they can hear your mind too.
So I know what it's trying to say. But
I am become read people's mind, hearer of mine also.
So I don't think I would trade, like, you know, I don't want to give up my thoughts for hearing thoughts, you know?
No.
Well, no, I'm hearing from this. Is you have the ability to, like, look at, like, I could look at Bam, and I would open a two-way link between me and Bam.
Do they know it's open?
Oh,
well, because they'd hear me.
Yeah.
So instead of it, so, like, you take this and you just, like, use it on, like, your partner. And you just be like, oh, like, we can just, like, talk without talking.
Oh, that is sick.
True.
I would just have to be super disciplined and, like, only use with friends.
I've been convinced.
I've been convinced. Good job, Johnny.
Is that everyone?
Yeah. He's right.
Ooh. Crazy.
Hey, we're smarter. We're smarter.
All right. Will you press the button? Help. I'm trapped in a dilemma factory, but if you push the button, you'll set me free.
No.
Keep him in there. No. That's unanimous. Unlucky.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, that guy in particular.
Well, you press the button. You become a genius, rich and athletic, but you are constantly constipated.
Ooh. Genius, rich, and athletic.
Yeah.
I might have to take that trade, dude.
You're constipated. You're just not shitting.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I feel like you get used to it after a while.
It's better than IBS.
You don't have to tell the public, like, yo, I'm fucking constipated. Like, they don't need to know.
Dude, imagine you're Saquon Barkley. You, like, run a touchdown and you're like, man, I gotta shit.
Yeah, dude. Like, you can do whatever you want.
I have another unfun, like, aspect to this is if you're already a genius and you're rich, then you basically have nothing else in life to achieve. So why not just constantly, like, do crack and then you don't feel constipated anymore?
What?
What?
There are other ways to not feel pain.
I'm just saying, like,
you don't have to go straight to crack.
Sorry. Any other recreational drugs and just, like, you know, take away the pain. You know what I mean? And if you're a genius, you can invent maybe unconstipation. I don't know. I feel
it's
like
called laxatives, and we have them.
Yeah, laxatives.
Okay, guys, I have one. I have one that's like I just thought of right now.
Let's hear it.
Okay, would you? You don't have to poop ever again. Like, let's say you eat it, and then your body just makes it disappear. But once you die, your body remembers, and you have to poop however much you saved. So it's so like all your poop gets teleported. All your poop gets teleported to the end of your life.
So the moment you die, it's just like a nuke.
Let's say this. You will have a chance to at least go to a toilet before you die, but you have to, like, however much you teleport.
Anna. Look up the, like, the weight of, like, the average human. Okay.
So wait, pair. So hold on. You're telling me that, like, you know you're gonna die, and you're sitting on the toilet, and you just have to shit for like 4 days waiting for your death to come, and you're oh, well, if I'm then I know it's time, and it's approaching.
The average man produces 1 pound of poop per poop, according to this. Right. So how let's think about this.
So how if you stay alive for 10 years, that's 3,600 pounds of shit.
It's just a nuke. That's imagine your hospital bed. Imagine you're laying there on your deathbed, and they're like, my final words are, I'm sorry. And then...
3,600 pounds. Is there a way to visualize this?
Wait. I have it. No, not from what Anna's doing.
Trust me.
Open Blender.
No, here you go.
I'm not opening Blender.
That's it.
Yes!
Wait, did Zach Films do it?
I wouldn't be surprised.
What is this?
We are not putting this in the episode. Oh my gosh. Oh no!
Just put a sensor bar.
A black bar.
I don't even mosaic this, dude.
Just a black bar.
Just don't even. Wait. Okay, here we go. I found it. Everybody, watch my screen. This is what it would be like. All right, this is a more accurate description.
Send it to Anna or unless.
Oh yeah, I'll send her the link after this. But everybody, look at this. Oh yeah, I should have just sent the link to Anna. That's it. Anyway.
Okay.
What is this?
All right, look, watch.
What is this?
Why are we doing this?
Hold on. Wait.
Dana, why?
That is the visual that it would be.
Why do you have this video on lock? For this, like, where does this come from in your brain?
I had to look up Poop Rocket Shrek to find this again because I didn't remember what it was called.
How is this in your mind even?
Anyway, there we go. We can show that one. I feel like that was less graphic than the South Park one.
Okay. Are we pressing the button?
Yeah, we take that one.
I press it.
Is everybody yes?
Okay. Bear, do you disagree? I heard a sigh.
No. I think
no? Okay.
Will you press the button? You look good in everything you wear, but all clothes make you itch.
I'm not taking that.
No.
Bad. No. Yeah. No. I'm not
No.
L.
I'm sexy enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Would you press the button? World peace, but NASA's funding gets cut.
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
I think so. Yeah.
Who cares about NASA? Oh my gosh.
I'm a big NASA fan.
Well, if we have world peace, we don't gotta leave it. Like
that's true. Yeah, we're not gonna be trying to. That is true. Abandon the planet constantly. Yeah, I think it's fine. All right, what's this one?
Will you press the button? You get to travel at any time and place, but you do not get. But you do not get to choose when you go or where you end up, and you cannot bring anyone with you.
No.
No. Yeah. No.
It says anything with you, which means you'd be teleporting naked.
You'd be teleporting like naked, random, to any time and place. Think of how much
how
time...
How often can you do
think
it?
Think about how much time isn't civilized humans. Think about also how much space isn't... Or how much place isn't Earth.
Ugh, yeah.
If it's purely random, you're going to be going, like, negative a billion BC in, like... Like it's halfway lava. Across the universe in space. Not even in lava, just in space. Just in nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's bad.
Everyone knows. You get any video game you desire 4 weeks before its official release, but there's a 50-50 chance that it's scratched and won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
You take this.
Well, because if it's scratched, just buy it when it comes out.
Yeah.
True.
That's dumb.
Or even just say, like, you know.
31 who said no is idiots.
You just get GTA 6 and you make a short about it. Easy.
Yeah,
that's true.
Early. Free the devs are like, we didn't even make that part yet. What?
Will you press the button? You can choose the benefit of this choice, but the person who hates you the most chooses the downside.
All right. The person who I hate the most dies. Done. I win. I don't know if I hate
it. But then they choose the downside.
Yeah.
Who do you hate the most?
Oh, wait. They go mute. What is happening? Oh, Amber Alert.
Sorry.
Amber Alert puts it away immediately. I love how that's the reaction. That's like that's the common reaction to an Amber Alert. It's not even your fault.
Oh,
it's just, as a society, we have a thing that's like, hey, if like someone's kidnapped, like here's what to look out for. And everyone's just like, yeah, I don't care.
If I was outside, I would read it. But I'm currently inside filming a podcast.
I'm more important than this child.
I turned them off, dude. Because here's why. No. It was raid day for my Clash of Clans war. And I was in the middle of my attack, about to get 3 stars, and this kid gets kidnapped.
Jeremy.
I accidentally click the alert, and I go back into the game, and it says I have 0 stars. So I turn them the fuck off. Kids, just don't get kidnapped.
Yeah, that's true, my gosh.
Kind of Bear.
I agree.
So funny, dude.
Oh my god.
Dude, just don't interrupt my clan war.
This is serious stuff.
Guys, you should have thought about getting kidnapped when it was clan war time.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even know you could turn them off. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How did you... tell me where the setting is so I can not do that.
Tell me where it is so I can avoid it.
There's like 3 settings. You can turn off presidential, amber, and like emergencies. So I have emergencies on
presidential.
There's like a meteor or something.
Mm.
I think the president could just basically say like, "Yo, go follow my Twitch" to like anyone.
Really funny.
He has an at everyone. The president literally has an at everyone.
Dude, I'm just like imagining like on the last day of Joe's candidate or presidency, he's just like, "Hey guys, I just wanted to do this one time. I thought it'd be fun.
I just made a YouTube.
Follow my OnlyFans, Joe Only."
Oh no.
Joan Lee Biden's.
Dude, imagine how funny it would be, like, just adding everyone, like, right before, like, a president gets out and they just, like, drop, like, the JFK files or something. And it's like, or like, hey, by the way, 9/11 was an inside job. Well, bye.
Well, Trump could have done that in January of a couple years ago and just said, at everyone, meet me here.
Free candy at the Capitol building. Everybody go rush it.
Yo, PS4 giveaway at the Capitol building.
Oh, no. Jeez, we don't deserve a podcast. All right.
Sorry, I was busy trying to...
Guys, when's the Rumble Pack Clan? That's what I'm saying.
Oh God!
Come on!
Did I tell you technically my first boyfriend was on Clash of Clans, even though I agreed to be his girlfriend.
I can't believe they got rid of Global Chat, dude. There were so many people who were like, "Hey, any girls?"
Literally, I miss Global Chat so much. That was so funny. It is the reason I had to change my Clash of Clans username from Anna to something completely different, so people didn't know I was a girl. But sometimes it was fire.
So good. Oh,
okay.
Very silly.
Ugh. Hell yeah. All right. Are we pressing the button?
I don't.
Nah, I don't care. Sure.
Because, dude, a guy could just say, like, you know, I don't know. You have to get a toenail.
Who do you guys. Die. Wait, okay, real quick. Who do you think hates you the most?
I'm going to be honest. I feel like it's probably one of our, like, somebody who's seen us on the internet that, like, just doesn't like short
jealous.
YouTubers or
like,
something.
Bro, who's this green dude? Like, why is he so famous? Like,
yeah, I had a hater, bro. I had like a leafy clone. Back when the Waffle House thing happened, I had this guy make like five videos like hating me, and I was just like his arguments were like, oh, he's fat. That's all what? He gave. That's what he
hell?
Gave, dude. That's and I'm like, dude, I could clown on this guy so hard, but I can't because like if I make fun of him, then he'll just get extra like viewers from people.
Yeah, censor me if this is the actual, or censor me no matter what. But was it?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
No, that was he also gave me hate, but
was it an actual? Was it like a popular YouTuber?
No, it was a guy with like 1,000, a couple hundred subs.
Okay, okay.
And he made like four videos on me, and I'm like, dog.
Yeah, dude, get a life. Yeah. Just,
I have a question.
At that point,
like,
geez,
to do something a little more fun. Let's say you were the president and you had one free at everyone. You know, you could do your presidential alerts. What are y'all doing? Because personally, ooh. I am doing two words. Nuke inbound.
Just cause mass panic.
Mass panic.
I would also do it in the middle of like a college football game so I can see like just where everyone runs.
So I can see where everyone runs.
You know, I'll just be standing at the top of the stadium like fucking Lelouch from Code Geass, dude.
Inbound.
Oh my gosh. That's big. I saw the one like the one tweet a while ago, which was like, if you could telepathically give everyone a message, like what would it be? Like you could like anonymously like just like project it like one statement into somebody's mind or into everyone's mind, and it was, I think they had put that what they would do was, your religion is the only correct one and this is the proof you've been looking for, and then you just see everybody like immediately turn against each other. I feel like, is there an answer similar to that you could get from the president to just cause mass hysteria or something?
Your political beliefs are correct.
There you go. something like that.
You just say, this is God. Yes, that God. Anyway, go kill your neighbor. This is...
What? Dude, just turn it into a big Mr. Beast challenge. Last one standing gets the president, or becomes the next president
earth.
Or something like that.
Yeah, gets the earth. God, Mr. Beast.
I would get everyone to buy my crypto.
Dude, no. If I was the president, okay, if it's the president one, I'd just type Mr. Beast and send that. What? Presidential alert, Mr. Beast.
You could do something really funny. You could be like, yo, this is Elon Musk. Sorry I'm late. All my wealth is on the moon. First one to get there claims it.
Dude, you want my treasure? Funny, like... It's yours.
It's yours, my friend.
Are we pressing the button?
No, not on this one.
What the? Wait.
What the is this?
What? That's always naked.
That's that. Wait. Before we continue, all the comments answer Pear's question. What would you send to everybody if you were the president? Okay, continue.
True.
I'm actually curious to see what everybody else thinks. All right, this is a dumb one. Pass.
Yeah.
Yes, I wouldn't do this because like school would
but
be
also
so
press the button,
ass, dude. School would be.
Oh true. Yeah.
You'd never be able to sit that's anywhere.
True. Imagine Why taking not? The SAT. Like,
imagine being
that.
In rain.
Wait, yeah. Anna, what do you mean you wouldn't be able to sit anywhere?
If you took a public bus.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant just like you can't sit at all. Like you would have
swamp everywhere.
Yeah, something like that.
The
exactly.
whole earth would be so unsanitary.
You'll be able to teleport anywhere in the world instantly, be immune from injury from falling, and jump extremely high. But one day a year, you'll experience debilitating pain that is so excruciating you won't be able to move, think, or sleep. You would rather die. That's just getting a period.
For how long?
It's just one
for
day.
One day. For one day.
So 24 hours, probably.
24 hours of hell, but then you get to be Superman.
Yeah.
I think I'd take this one.
I'm not going to lie.
Is it everyone?
Mm.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Pear, what do you think?
You get one period.
Yeah, I think you do it.
True.
You get the compounded.
Anna, how bad really is a period? Like, you guys are just like, you guys are making it up, right? It's not that bad. I'm sorry.
I had to go on birth control when I was 15 because my periods were so bad. I would like vomit. And like I like physically couldn't move, and I would go to school, and like the first time this happened, I just like vomited.
He had to take a call. Yeah. He had to. I think it's so funny that Dano had to take a call when that happened.
Anyway, that's dude, why I think you
I think
should kill.
I what. I think she heard me from across the town because she immediately called me as soon as I was saying, like, you know, women are playing up their periods, right? I think you guys, that's a bad bit, dude.
Women, tell us how painful your periods are in the comments.
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
I'm an ally. I'm an ally to women, that's and I want to know. Button. I want to experience the pain too.
I'm sorry.
So you're not
women.
Alone.
I'm gonna do the Roderick thing. I am sorry, women. Okay.
Dana, what's your favorite thing about women?
I almost just blurted it out.
What? No. Now you have to say it. Now you have to say
no,
it.
No.
Their personalities.
Dana, you speak from the heart. What do you mean?
I gave you a genuine chance. I gave you a genuine chance to just, like, say something nice about women. You
know, let's cut everything else that I said before this out. My favorite thing about women is that...
No. Let's only upload that part. Let's cut everything else.
Censor everything Dana said to make it look like 10 times worse.
Yeah. Just censor it and then insert. Let's insert right now. Insert right now. Us going, Dano. Why would you say that,
no, dude?
That's so bad that you said that. And then resume it from there. And then cut this. Cut us explaining this.
Let's just cut the whole episode and just have the part. Let's just upload a 5-second clip for this week's podcast of me saying. Periods aren't actually that bad.
And then take that into FL Studio, remix it, and it's like, period. Yeah. Period.
Period. Yeah, give me a... Dude, I need a Shimoyo Ho remix of me just...
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Whitman. Oh, wait. This is a new one. All right. If you press the button, you automatically get a 50% chance of obtaining $1 million. But don't press the button and automatically receive... $50,000.
I press that button.
I take the chance. Yeah. Okay,
no,
can we do one more?
Okay,
I have to go.
I will not. I will not. Here's why. Did you guys watch any of the Mr. Beast Squid Game Netflix or Amazon Prime
show? I watched episode one.
Not yet.
I have not seen it.
The first thing, the first like challenge that they got was you can like, there's a, I think it was like $1 million, but then like however many people get out, they like split it. And I'm like, you immediately take that. It does not matter. You take that instantly because you don't have to go through any of the waiting and the challenges. You just get free money and you get to leave. Like that's the ultimate like choice right there. Because the next challenge was just RNG people getting out. So I'm like, you take that. You take the guarantee.
You're just avoiding a lottery at that point because it's like a 1 in 100,000 chance of winning or 1 in 1,000 chance of winning, something crazy like that. So yeah, free money all the way.
That's why, like, if you press the million button and you don't get it, you'll just be like so mad of like, dude, this is I just threw. So you don't press it. You get the 50K.
I have to dress fancy tonight, and this is not coming off. Leia is going to be really pissed at me. That's fine.
That's ooh, guys, fair. Riggy.shop, by the way.
Riggy.shop. All right, let's do one more, and then I got
to
hop. Okay,
wait, but are we... So is everyone agreed to press or not press?
I press.
Not press. I'm don't press.
I press, though. Johnny, we all have to agree.
Fine, we'll press. Like fine, pressing. We'll press. Oh, wait. If all four of us press...
Yeah.
We'll get $2 million.
Yeah.
And we'll get $4 million.
Well, no, 50%
pair, right, if we get pair, formula, if we pair, lock right. in.
No, I
we're,
like
all gonna, win if we lock in. We're all going to win.
Right?
No, everybody else, no, we'll get 3 million. You guys are all get millions, and I'm going to get the short end of the stick. I can just feel it.
So are we pressing it?
We take. Yeah, we press take. It.
I'm pressing.
Ooh, wow.
50-50.
All right, last one.
Crazy split.
Do you guys think this is going to be a banger?
Hopefully.
No. I think this one's going to be
oddly racist.
Okay. You will gain the ability to read minds at will, but every time you use this power, you will lose one day of your own life.
Ooh, yeah, I take it.
That's you take? I don't think you, I would. I mean, okay, I would take
well,
it.
Pair.
Maybe
you just don't use it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to. But at the same time, true. You have the chance. That's, you know, it's one of those things like
I think maybe I'll only use it if, like you're losing like life and death. Like I'm being robbed. Like does this guy actually have ammo in the gun? You know.
Like, because to be fair, like you could use it like 1,000 times. You're the only lot, like the years you're losing at the end of your life. It's at the end of your life, so you're losing like you being like geriatric and like having dementia. Like, as long as you don't use it 1,000,000 times, like you're fine.
True.
And it's
true.
Only it's only one day.
Yeah, like, I think like you can't be like, does this girl like me? Do I have a chance?
You said that in the most like
tell me. Dude,
just
that was the perfect voice that you used. Oh my gosh.
You take.
That's true. A poker tournament and then you're made for life.
Oh, that's GG's, bro.
So right.
Go to Vegas, play blackjack. Oh, you cleaned.
All right.
There you go.
Pressing the button. Wow. All
right.
Well, that was certainly one of the episodes of all time.
True.
This was a great episode. Man. You know what? Anna, I don't like your negativity. This is an amazing episode. And right now,
Anna.
You should smash that
everyone
like
in the
button.
Comments say, you, Anna. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah! Okay. No!
Everybody in the comments, list the way that you would kill Anna. Make sure it's very detailed and graphic. All right. It has to be incredibly unique.
We have one final. Will you press the button? You press
okay,
it.
Last
all right.
Speed running.
You press this button, and you are subscribed to the Rumble Pack podcast. But you have to watch the Rumble Pack podcast.
Ooh. I'll do you one better. You press the button. You get infinite entertainment and happiness. That's the deal here. That's what John is basically.
You know, don't press the button. As Big Justice once said, if you subscribe to our channel, you will never be alone.
I thought you were gonna say if you don't press the button, you go boom.
No, I was gonna say like if you don't press it, your firstborn child dies. But you know what?
There you go. Yep.
Do not. That's
it, guys. Remember to subscribe to Rumble Pack if you don't want your firstborn child to die. All right.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year, guys.